Don't you do a Michael McDonald?
A little bit. You want some?
Yeah.
Walker Polder.
Minute by minute. This was the theme for one of my proms.
Oh, was it really?
Yes. We had a lovely brandy snifter that was given to us, and it said minute by minute and the year on it, which is bad to give that to a high school student, I think.
Isn't it funny, though, back then, no one thought twice about that.
Right.
Kids would wear beer T-shirts,
right.
You know?
Right.
And now it's like, oh, that's going to ruin their life.
Well, here's the weird thing. I have a senior in high school, Michael, who I think is going to go to prom this year. He hasn't asked the girl yet. And I think back to pre-prom parties, and somehow, I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but somehow we found ways to have a few cocktails before we went.
That's disappointing.
Shut up.
Shocking and disappointing.
Yeah, I'm really surprised by that. Bill, would you have picked that?
Never.
No,
not a million years.
No,
all right,
either.
I'm the only one who's going to admit it on the air, though.
What?
But here's the thing. Kids today cannot drink at a parent's house because there's going to be some terrible repercussions if something should happen.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Kroll with us, a partner at the Illinois Personal Injury Law Firm of Salvi and Shastick.
And Pritchard.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Pritchard.
Forget about Pritchard.
He's, you know, I went to a Catholic high school. I went to Marist, so I don't know what you're talking about with your experience.
But it just really seemed like it wasn't really that hard. My mom never let any drinking in the house, but there were other parents who kind of let it. They looked the other way. They didn't buy it for us, but they looked the other way. But now I'm never going to let my kids drink underage in my house because we can lose the house. What's going on with these social host laws?
Well, this segment should be called Do As We Say, Not As We Did. Because
mm-hmm.
you know, let's face it, we've all been there before.
Except for Bill.
Bill. I got, well.
It's a whole different topic. Say it. Yes, what do you know?
Whole different topic. But there are new laws now. You know, back in the day when we were kids, you know, your parents would say, well, I'm going to go to jail if mm-hmm. we have a party. And that wasn't the case.
Right.
It wasn't the law. It is now. And parents can and have gone to jail for underage drinking. They could be civilly liable, being sued for money damages. So, you know, that moment of happiness for these kids could be a lifetime of misery for the parents.
But there's parents who think, I'm going to be the cool parents. I'm going to be the ones that allow this.
And not anymore.
No, now they're in trouble.
They're still doing it.
Yeah.
Let's not kid ourselves. Every, you know, come on. When we were kids, there was that family we knew we can drink in the basement. Or
yep.
we could drink in the yard or families.
Mm-hmm.
They're still around.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe your senior's a good...
He does not drink.
That's great.
And you know what? I have been there, done that. I know he doesn't. My eighth grader doesn't either at this point. He might later on. I don't know. It happens. But I am not going to be that parent that says, because there are a lot of parents who say, oh, the boys are just in the basement. They're not going out. I'm going to give them a beer. I'm not doing it.
Well, here's the scary part now. And it's kids are bringing in water bottles full of vodka.
Oh, my God.
Through the basement windows now, they're, you know, so you think, okay, there's 12 beers in the refrigerator. There's 8 kids down there. Even if they do something stupid, it's not a big deal. But the fact of the matter is they're bringing it through windows. They're bringing it in water bottles full
That's
of vodka.
That's the soccer mom trick. Why are they doing it?
I wonder where they learned it from. I just wonder where these kids got it from.
And a lot of high school kids have flasks at the age of 16 and 17. They'll carry around a flask.
Seriously?
That I'm pretty sure doesn't just have Powerade in it. Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing now. And, you know, but today's Fireball is yesterday's peppermint schnapps or whatever you want to
write
have.
That down. Say that again. Hold on, Jeff. Say that
talk
again.
Talk slower.
It's going to be on your tombstone, Jeff Kroll.
Fireball. But, you know, these kids think they're outsmarting everybody, but... Those of us that have been down this road, we kind of know what they're doing.
Sure, of course.
But it's scary because all it takes is one idiot that leaves your house and drives. I know parents that are allowing this to happen, but no kids can come in there with keys. Nobody can leave in a car. Their parents have to pick them up or they're walking home. But, you know, the other thing is we've got to be more proactive. We've got to be curious. You know, if a kid at 8 o'clock at night is coming into your house with a backpack that's jingling, I don't think they're
Something's
studying
up.
On a Friday night.
But now, to be clear on what you just said, some parents are saying, "Yeah, we'll be a little lenient, but you can't be driving." they could still get in trouble.
Absolutely.
Parents would still be in trouble.
I had a situation a couple years ago where a boy leaving a house was hit by a car and killed, and that family got sued.
Yeah.
So
even though he wasn't driving, he wasn't driving. Just walking.
But you still were contributing to a minor.
Right.
And bottom line, underage drinking is sometimes overage drinking is bad too, because you lose your impairment. You're impaired. So obviously you don't want anyone getting injured or anyone getting hurt. That is the first and foremost thing there. But I do know that some people that I know have had graduation parties, and they figure their kids are going away to school, so we're going to invite family and friends, and yeah, all right, well, I'll look the other way. I would be scared to do that.
Well, there's two schools of thought in that. I agree with you. I've attended some of these parties where I'm looking around and you see a bunch of red Solo cups and...
Yeah.
And 18-year-old kids.
Do you do it undercover as a high school student, Jeff? That's the way to do it.
Get out the Rolling Stones t-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's with the bald guy and the fat guy in the corner over there? He's kind of scary.
Grew up quickly.
Yeah.
But, here some parents are kind of worried, well, I just don't want to send my kid off to college where he's unsupervised and let him just go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these people are saying, I'd rather kind of monitor it.
Break them in a little.
Break
almost.
Them in.
I know someone who did that, who, they're a son or daughter. I don't want anybody to figure out who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't drink and didn't want to drink. Oh, but you need to drink. I just want you to experience being drunk with me there so I can show you what it's like so you don't get taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a good idea either.
I don't think there's a right answer for this. A lot of it is just your tolerance as a parent. Forget the tolerance. It's liability, too.
Sure.
How horrible would you feel if you were contributing, feeding your kid alcohol and they get alcohol poisoning or choke on their vomit, or a myriad of different things can happen. All bad.
And that's true. Like with the parents who say, put your keys in the bowl, you're not leaving. I have read various reports on Facebook and otherwise of people who really didn't drink that much and then had like two bottles of vodka and have died.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's frightening. And I don't know how you live with yourself as a human being or a parent in those circumstances. But having said that, even if it's not going on in your basement, these kids are going to be doing it. And you could still be responsible if you do the old wink and a nod, kind of take the blind eye. Me and your mom are going downtown for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be home at 9.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's gutsy.
Yeah.
I go out less now with teenage boys than I did when they were younger and I got a babysitter. Just want to be around. Well, just to make sure.
These kids are sneaky. And social media, they don't understand how scary social media could be.
Sure, of course.
I've heard stories about kids that they're on social media with a red Solo cup, and they're suspended from basketball, baseball, football teams because
the proof is right there.
The presumption is, why are you hiding it then?
Yeah, right. The social host laws are changing. We'll continue this discussion with Jeff Kroll. If you want to jump in, you can. We're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, prom season is coming. Oh, I have a read first. Sorry, Kevin. Chicago Tribune delivers stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com.
Prom season is coming. No one's asked you yet. You're getting a little nervous. Times are ticking.
I didn't even like prom that much.
No.
Seriously.
Overrated.
I went junior and senior year with the same guy, so it really was kind of a waste of money.
Yeah.
Try going to an all-guy school.
Oh, yeah.
How do you find a girl to ask?
Well, there's always a sister school. I hope you
Mother McCauley.
Yeah, it's Mother McCauley. Yeah.
Attorney Jeff Kroll in the studio with us, Salvi Shostak and Pritchard. He is a partner with them, and we're talking about social host laws and just really things that we haven't thought about now that our kids are going off to prom. And you brought up something off the air that I think we should all hear.
Well, I find it interesting because I remember my oldest son, when we were looking for a babysitter, my wife would have these 2-hour interviews.
Sure.
And then by the time you have your second daughter, your second kid, it's like, you got a pulse. Can you show up Friday? what we'll do here with our kids, we'll dump 10 seniors in high school in a limousine without checking or without verifying that it's a proper limousine company, that this guy's licensed, that he's insured, that he's been vetted.
Right.
It's incongruent to do that. I just don't understand how we as parents do it, but we do it every day.
Right.
So if you go to Craigslist right now and look under vehicles and type in limousines, Wendy, you could be a limousine owner by the end of the day.
Look at that. Can I wear a hat?
You'd have to wear a hat.
Like the captain in teal.
Right.
Yes. So anyone can buy a limo and just all of a sudden go, hey, I'm a limo driver.
Well, you don't need a special license or anything?
You do.
You do, right?
You do, but who's checking that license?
Guess,
because
yeah.
what happens if I show up at a local high school with a flyer with all those tabs, you know, you rip under, and it says limo for the
cheap prices.
Cheap prices. Right. Beautiful picture of a black limousine or a white limousine. And some senior in high school is like, wait, this is $200 cheaper than the one mom wants to get. I'll pocket the $200, which can go to the alcohol then that we talked about earlier.
God, kids.
Yeah. I run a whole side business.
Like it. Wow.
So what do we do as parents? I guess it would be okay to call the limo company and say, I have a couple of questions. I just want to vet you guys out. How long have you been in business? Blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely. I want proof of insurance. I want proof that you're licensed, that you have your chauffeur's license.
But do you go through the company itself or like the Better Business Bureau, or is there a similar agency that governs limos and cabs?
All of the above.
Yeah.
It's easy to go through it when it's in Chicago, but believe it or not, once you get outside the city of Chicago, there's less and less policing of limousines. Go with a reputable company. You know, you might pay a little bit more, but you know what you're getting. Because, you know, you've got 10 knuckleheads that are in a limo going downtown or going somewhere, and you've got Rocco.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Rocco's.
No, of course not.
Driving this limo.
Yeah.
Or me.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah. So do some research. Make sure it's legit.
Yeah. Dot your I's and cross your T's. It doesn't take a lot to do it.
Yeah.
Either.
Great advice. All right, Bill. Listener Bill has called us. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What'd you want to say?
Hey, 20 years ago when our son was graduating from high school, the word was they were going to rent motel rooms and party all night long, and they would have their cars and their keys to their cars. So I suggested they come to our basement. I would provide beer, wine, and food. I also went to the parents and told them what we were offering up. When they walked through the door at 8 o'clock that night, I got their keys. I kept their keys. They couldn't get them back till 8 o'clock the next morning. And it really worked out. Nobody got hurt. Now, I don't know that I would do that today, but in lieu of them going out and partying someplace, we feel we had somewhat control over our son in our house with his friends, whether it's legal or not.
But Jeff, you couldn't do that today based on what you just told us, right?
You're violating the law.
Even if you get the parents' permission like Bill did?
So what? I mean, it's like saying, I'm not going to use a horrible example like rape or something along those lines, but just because you have, quote, permission, that doesn't make it right.
Yeah,
under certain situations. And, you know, I got to get Bill's address here because if he's having parties for food and drink.
Did you make him breakfast and stuff? And what kind of food did you serve?
Everybody's healthy today. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got into their cars. And, you know, because that can't be done today, what else are they doing that could harm them more?
Well, that's the scary point, because it goes back to kind of how we started this. Is it safer to have them in your own basement where you know what they're doing and you're kind of looking with a blind eye, or are you saying it's not happening here, but I don't, quote, want you doing it anywhere? They're going to do it somewhere if they want to.
That's my point.
That's a good point, Bill.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
And let's get Kathy in here. Hi, Kathy. We've got attorney Jeff Kroll in the studio. Your thoughts?
Good morning. Well, a couple of years ago, I had to take Bassett training, which tells you the rules of alcohol serving. And one of the things I learned after my kids were in college was that as a parent, you can allow your own children to drink in your own home. And it's not like Wisconsin where you can, you know, start at fourth grade. But the idea is that you're, as a parent, you can allow your kid to have a beer or a glass of wine. You can't go to grandma's house and do it. And you can't allow anybody else's children or even with their parents present. And I asked, are you sure, three times. I said, because I failed that question. I was like, oh, no, absolutely not. And I said, are you sure? And he said, yeah. And I said, because I'm pretty sure if my daughter knew this was a rule, she'd have been fighting me hard on it.
I wish I knew it was a rule.
Well, you know what? It really, I did, too, wish that I knew it as a rule because, you know, you have your lines in the sand, things you won't, things you will and will not do as a parent. And my husband was absolutely adamant that that was a rule and no kids are drinking. And that was the rule. Had I known the rule was a little different, we might have had different discussions because the idea, again, where we guys have been discussing this morning, it's not that you want to train your kids to drink. And that's what my husband would say. Well, do you want to train them to have sex? Should we hand out condoms? And, you know, he's absolutely right. But where's the happy medium? And I think if that's actually still the rule, again, a couple of years ago it was on the Bassett test, then that's a nugget of knowledge that people can decide to do with as they wish in their own home.
Jeff?
I think the happy medium would be handing out the condiments.
Right. Right in the middle.
Yeah, right. You're a little safer.
Yep. Well, there's that, yeah.
Yes.
And can I just say, I don't know that I'm opposed to handing out condoms, because if kids are going to do it, they're going to do it anyway, and because you buy them a condom is not going to make them have sex.
Boy, we're on a whole different train right now. But it, you know, I don't know about that law, and I'd be surprised if that is the law in light of this becoming the new law in 2013 about feeding alcohol to anybody. By the way, the Liquor Commission has done a study, and the people that are most guilty about providing alcohol are family and friends. So it's not Walgreens. I remember when friends I knew would go to get a
nudge,
run.
Nudge.
You know, you kind of pay some guy to walk in the liquor store and grab.
And you didn't know them.
I didn't know them. Didn't know.
And they could have just taken your 20 and walked off.
20.
Oh wow.
Well, it was a whole different conversation if that was the case. And again, my kids are grown, so it's not something I need to delve into further. And when I get recertified, I'm sure that question will or will not be on the test. But it was.
Any age, Kathy? Or was it 18 and older, or any age as long as they were in their own house with their parent?
I think what he said was it's common sense, and I think I was led to believe, in my own brain, I wasn't going for fourth grade.
Yeah.
I was going for it. I mean, as a high schooler, as a senior in high school, I could allow them to have beer and wine in my own home, on holidays, whatever. They can't go anywhere. It can't be a grant. It's not transferable. It's in your own home with your own children. And I asked that pretty specifically because, like I said, I'm pretty sure if my daughter knew that rule was the law that we'd been having different conversations. But it will be interesting to see if it still is a law. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Kathy.
What happens if your mom, you know, we were Italian. We had wine at dinner. What if my mom gave me wine and I went out and had something happen today?
Today, she could still could be at fault.
Wow.
You know, we all grew up in various myriad of different households where some alcohol was maybe permitted for kids, some wasn't, and then you had the friends and everything in between. It's a different world today. And I hate to compare yesteryear when we were growing up with today, but there wasn't these laws that are now in effect where criminally and civilly the parents could be responsible.
Any parent
or if a sibling.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
They can be found guilty of a Class A misdemeanor. They can be fined, go to jail. We don't have much time, but it's up to you. Think wisely before you let your kids drink in your home. How do people reach you, Attorney Jeff Kroll?
My email is jkroll, K-R-O-L-L, at selvylaw.com, and our website is selvylaw.com.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
Stay safe. Yeah, we'll take a quick break, some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.